Welcome to lesson 61 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm Jerry Gaffney, and Tony O'Rourke is attempting to teach me to play Irish tunes on the guitar. Hiya, Tony.
Hi, Jerry. And today we have a tune called Farewell to Erin. Now, the first thing I want to point out to listeners is that this is not the same tune and is in no way related to Farewell to Ireland. They're two totally unrelated tunes. This is not the only time it happens in Irish music. There's two jigs. I think they're jigs. One of them's called Will You Come Home With Me? And the other one is called Won't You Come Home With Me? And there's another tune, two tunes that I play. The name of one tune is called A Long Way From Home. And I also play another totally different tune called Far From Home. So it's this tune that we're looking at today is Farewell to Erin, not Farewell to Ireland. And I'd say this is probably the most challenging tune in this set of lessons. The tune itself is normally played in A Dorian, but I've arranged it for guitar in E Dorian. So it's played in a lower key. Now, you can capo at the 5th fret if you wish to, but on this recording, I play it without a capo. And, of course, if you capo an E Dorian tune on the 5th fret, it'll be in the key of A Dorian. Another change I've made is that in the first part, I've brought it up one octave. And so this brings the whole tune into one octave. The first part of the tune is normally played over two octaves. It only occurs in the first part of the tune. The rest of the tune I've left as is normal, notwithstanding that it is being played a fourth below its normal key. And look, it's a purely musical reason that I've altered the tune in such a way. In fact, quite often on instruments like the flute, for instance, the lowest note on a flute is a D, so they're all the time having to alter tunes into or use notes that are within the range of the instrument. Now, I feel that at least on the guitar it gives the tune a more dynamic sound. This tune is often associated with the Bothy Band from their 1976 LP, as it then was, Old Hag, You Have Killed Me. Sounds like one of those, a title from one of those modern sort of grunge death metal bands. In spite of the title of the LP, it's a wonderful recording, a classic, so well worth having. There are at various points in this tune a number of rolls or triplets using three different notes. And remember that a roll, as I refer to it on a guitar or a banjo, is different to a roll that you'd play on a fiddle or a set of Indian pipes. There's no easy way of mastering these types of ornamentation. You need perhaps to isolate them and practice them on their own. Play them slowly and accurately and gradually increase the tempo. You'll need to keep coming back to them, but they are an excellent way to improve your right hand technique. Now, when accompanying the tune, the chord progression is very easy. The whole tune contains just two chords, the E minor and D chords. Although you can add other chords if you want more of a challenge. I find just the two chords works fine. For those of you who read tablature, you'll notice, but to those of you like me who mostly read notation, you will see that at various points in the tune I play the open B, sometimes on the fourth fret of the third string rather than on the open second string. I do this to make the right hand picking easier. For instance, I do it in the first and third bars of part 3 of the tune. By doing this, I only need to pick across two strings instead of three. Don't get too disheartened if you can't pick this tune up quickly. Not every tune falls easily onto the fingers, but perseverance is a valued characteristic of the well-rounded traditional Irish musician. And patience.
Well, Tony, I'll try to persevere. And in the meantime, as usual, we'll hear the tune once slowly and then once at a normal pace. And we'll see you all next week.
See you all then.